Here are my top 5 variations of Spider-Man symbiote suit. Talking all forms of media here, so comics, movies, video games, and TV shows. And we all know that nothing will ever beat the original symbiote suit, so just to make it fair, it's not on the list. Starting off at number 5 is the all-new symbiote that Spider-Man gets to wear in Venom Wars. I love how they made the spider logo a lot bigger, it takes over a lot more of his body. White fingertips look really cool, and it's just a nice updated version of the classic symbiote. Fourth place is the symbiote from Spider-Man 3. Is this just Tobey Maguire's suit but painted black? Yes, but it goes incredibly hard. And when I was a kid, I thought this was the coolest thing I had ever seen in my life. Before I get into the top 3 though, be sure to hit that follow button for more Spider-Man content. At number 3, we have the symbiote suit from Spectacular Spider-Man. What I love about this suit is how it starts off being like the traditional Sam Raimi Spider-Man suit. Over time, we see it evolve more and more into the classic symbiote suit from the comics and becoming more alien-like. This was also a really cool way to show Peter Parker becoming more and more aggressive as time went on. Second place, I'm putting the symbiote suit from the Insomniac Spider-Man 2. I absolutely love how this suit looks in this game. It is a really cool modern redesign of the classic symbiote. And just like Spectacular Spider-Man, it does evolve more and more over time to become more alien-like. Taking a number one spot is a tie between the Spider-Man animated series symbiote from the 90s. This is just a really good recreation of the symbiote when we first saw it in the comics. And how the symbiote looks in the Ultimate Spider-Man comics, I love the purple tint to this. And I think it's really cool how the webs come out of his fingers, but it is more like a goo substance. Not to mention when you see it in Shattered Dimensions, it just looks incredible.